The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, September 2nd, 1978 at 18 hours 30 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa. I'm Rita Rochelle, and welcome back to Music Time in Africa. Once again, I'll be playing recordings for you of music by some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups. The music will be both traditional and popular songs and dances, and prepared for us by my colleague, music man Leo Sarkisian. And as most of you already know, he comes up with a pretty good show each week. Today, I'll be talking about a very important musical instrument that is widespread throughout most of Africa, the bow harp, or, as some call it, the musical bow. And we'll have some good dance music, too. So join me now, friends, for Music Time in Africa. Orchestra Baby Nationale is the group featured in this opening number for today, with a nice, easy, swinging highlife tune titled Iomene. Iomene, highlife music by Orchestra Baby Nationale. I played that number for everybody's listening and dancing pleasure, but with special compliments to the following friends who have written letters to Leo and me. Greetings and thanks to David Wall in San Pedro de Macares in Dominican Republic, James Songor of Monrovia, Liberia, Theophilus Shimeri of Orlu, Nigeria, Ben Opio of Nairobi, Kenya, Sani Bubakar of Lome, Togo, and Richard Kwame Pesa of Sunyani, Ghana. Hope you like that recording of highlife music. The recordings of traditional music on our program today feature the bow harp. Historically, it is one of the most interesting musical instruments in Africa. It occurs throughout most countries in sub-Sahara Africa, though it may also be found in Southeast Asia, in countries like India, Indonesia and Cambodia, as well as in coastal regions of South America, especially Colombia. The instrument appears on 3,000-year-old Egyptian tombs, and history records its existence in Sumer in the 4th millennium BC. Some musicologists and writers conclude that the bow-harp has always been the musical instrument of higher civilizations, and in some civilizations, the ruling classes have been associated with it. The characteristic features of the instrument consist of a curved neck in the shape of a bow, which accounts for its name. The Bushmen of the Kalahari Desert use their hunting bows and arrows for music making during their leisure time. In West Africa, instrument makers today use a section of a peeled branch, strung with a cord, made from the leaf of a palm tree or bamboo fiber. Generally, the player's mouth is used as a variable resonator while he strikes the single chord with a thin piece of stick or bamboo, or an arrow if the ordinary hunting bow is used. A short stick of wood held in the left hand is employed to stop the string at one end of the bow, producing several fundamental tones that accompany the player's singing. Many types of bow harps, especially in the southern part of the continent, use gourd resonators attached near the center of the bow, the size of the resonator being varied as much as the length of the bow. Just as the Imbira hand piano has a list of several hundred names under which it is known, so has the bow harp. Names like the Merengisa of the Songa, the Indono of the Sukuma and Nyamwezi, the Chizambi of the Ndau, the Chipindani, Chimazambi, and Chimwani Koda of the Shona, Karanga, and Zazeru in Rhodesia. Some other names of the bow harp in other countries include Enanga, Sitolotolo, Akibako, Opuk, Adedo, Adungu, Koni, Koninge, and so on. Just hundreds of names. But the important thing is that the instrument and methods of playing them are essentially the same everywhere. Here's what the Makwayana of the Swazi sounds like. And the gourd-resonated Hadi of the Xhosa in South Africa. The Chitende of the Halengwe in Mozambique. And here's an example of the kalumbo used by the Tonga in Zambia. The musical bow of Burundi. And the gubu-stressed bow of the Ngoni people in Malawi, which is also used for hunting. As I said earlier, all these instruments and methods of playing them are essentially the same, whether they are in the simple form of a hunting bow or musical bows with or without gourd resonators. This first example now is a recording that was made in the Kalahari Desert. It's an excellent example of the Bushman hunting bow and the technique of playing it as a musical instrument. It's also a good example of the Bushman style of singing. Notice the range of the singer's voice as it drops from the high tones to the extraordinarily low bass tones. Mm-hmm. As a comparison to the hunting bow of the Kalahari Desert Bushman, here's a Pele musician in northern Liberia in the Calahoun region playing a bow in its simplest form, made from a peeled tree branch. The musician taps the bowstring with a thin piece of bamboo and uses his mouth as a resonator as he sings. The verses of his song are quite interesting. He says, "Father, you caused me to be known by people. Every time I think of Kopo, my former love, I can't sleep. I've been looking for a place to sing, so here I am now singing for you. I am going to Pogo Town to look for green vegetables to eat tomorrow. Jatu, you are so tricky. You made your husband leave you. Thank you, Father, for making me known. I haven't come here looking for a woman, but to sing for you. I'm tricky. I cause all the women to leave me."
Pada bia bika la bia ngai ta ngolo ngoi. Ha dan di thune ni palo ngai ti wi ai ta pai le yin pulu ti sa gban di wain di. Ya kwa ulunga li ya ndwa yi kula ku yi nga yun. Lo ya kulu mbale mi lo ya bulu blangiti ya langu yi ndele ngi. Nanga gisi ya kopo bayi unga gala ninka iwa yinki yi ipadani.
That was the musical bow of northern Liberia. The Makwayana musical bow of the Swazi is a much larger instrument and has a gourd resonator attached near the center of the bow. In this recording by two elderly Swazi women, one plays the Makwayana while the other sings a delightful tune, "You Are Going to Sleep Alone, My Friend."
I'm going to go to the hospital.
This next example is from Zambia. We hear the kalumbo bow of the tonga. Let's see, we've already listened to the Liberian bow harp, the hunting bow of the Kalahari Bushmen, the Makwayana of the Swazi and Zulu, and the Kalumbo of the Tonga in Zambia. I have a recording here that was made in the Sabi region of Mozambique. It's a tune played by a Halengwe musician on the gourd-resonated chitende. In contrast to the method of changing the pitch of a string by using a small piece of wood, as it is done in West Africa, the Halengwe stop the lower part of the string with the backs of the first and second fingers to change the pitch. All the examples I've played for you thus far illustrate the musical bow as a solo instrument, chiefly for vocal accompaniment. But there are occasions when the bow harp is used with other percussion instruments to accompany dance music. In northwestern Tanzania, the Sukuma and Nyamwezi, who are versatile musicians, singers, and dancers, have the one-string Ndono musical bow for accompanying the various folk dances for which they are famous. In this recording, the Ndono is joined by drums and rattles for the Kazari dance of the Sukuma people.
Yeah,
You've been listening to examples of bow harp music from various countries in Africa, and I do hope you've enjoyed the recordings. We still have some good music coming up, dance music from Zaire and Benin. But first, I'd like to acknowledge a few more letters. Thank you, Sani Abdullahi of Kaduna Polytechnic, Francis Umo of Calabar, Matthew Sambo of Amadou Bello University, Chindaba Meshack of Jos University, and Willie Perry of Obidu, all in Nigeria. Very nice letters. Thanks again for writing to us. Our greetings and thanks also to Joseph Ajani of Ghana and our friend Sam Abelehin of Ofo, Nigeria. We're glad that all of you like our programs, and we hope to hear from you again real soon. Now for the dance music I promised. Here's music to do the Kiri Kiri by Zaire's Veve Orchestra. Still more dance music to come. Here's Bernard Papillon with music from Benin.
Chérie Coco, chérie Coco, yeah, y'a qui y'a m'no.
Chérie Coco,
et tu m'écoutes.
Oui,
toi qui danses là.
That does it for today, friends. Music by some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups. I'm looking forward to having you join me again next week at the same time, and we're going to have a treat because I'm inviting our music man, Leo Sarkisian, to join us here in the studio. That's next week, and I can assure you we'll have fantastic music. In the meantime, for those of you who'd like to drop us a line, my address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20547 USA. Don't forget, the address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20547 USA. I hope you'll stay tuned in now on these same frequencies and meter bands for African Panorama and the latest news. This is Rita Rochelle wishing you all the best for the coming week.